Five, four, three, two, one.
Welcome to Monday Morning Mastermind with Dr. Jean Herndon, your success mentor. Monday Morning Mastermind is a weekly mentoring video that will increase your business, advance your career by equipping leaders and visionaries like you with the tools, clarity, and confidence to level up your leadership. Let's join in with Dr. Jean now.
Let's go.
Level up.
What's the key to making more revenue? Don't drop your prices. Don't drop your prices. Raise your prices. I know some of you have already broken out into a sweat and you have hives, but listen, just hear me out. Among the novice of business people, there seems to be an idea that unfortunately is a result of the Walmart way of thinking. Slash prices and be the cheapest. That model only works in high volume scenarios where the average client is buying a multitude of products, and thereby profit is made on a whole cart of products as opposed to individual products and services. Stores are firing humans to replace with kiosks, desperate for ways to cut costs in order to provide said low prices. You ever stood in line at a store and wondered why there are 10 checkout lanes and only one person working at the register? That is because they have chosen to be the cheapest. Believe it or not, there is a system to retail that many are just not aware of, from the strategic placement of goods on certain shelves that are eye level to the placement of high profit products on end caps. If you've ever studied a grocery store, most of the fresh items are around the outside, and then the packaged, or as I like to call it, the gray food and frozen stuff is in the middle. There is a strategic science to how that works, so please be careful using their pricing model without using the rest of their strategy, as it will only spell disaster for you. According to one study, in fact, the price premium for a quality customer experience among consumers worldwide is up to 16% for products and services. The report, based on 15,000 global respondents, found 42% of consumers said they would pay more for a friendly, welcoming experience, and 52% would pay more for a speedy and efficient customer experience. Of course, price and quality are still the top considerations when consumers make a purchase decision. However, 73% said that a good experience is key to influencing their loyalties. When it comes to determining price, it is much like Goldilocks, and there are three bears. It has to be just right. If you price too low, you will deal with high maintenance, aggravating, low producing clients. Then they're not value driven, they're price driven, and it'll produce nothing but absolute headache. So I want to give you a few pointers on determining the right price. Price your product or service not based on the cost to you, but the benefit to the customer. This is so important when selling services because many people try to figure out, well, how much time does it take to produce something, and then they price it from there. Although you must know what your time and investment is, that is not how you determine price. That is how you determine the cost. The price of your product should be based on the value and the effect you have on your customer. What bottom line effect will you have on your client? This is important in two ways. One, it forces you to be clear about the effect you will have and to ensure that you're actually providing a service that truly makes a difference in their lives and not just taking their money.
I am so thrilled that you are enjoying this podcast. I don't want you to lose sight of the discipline of connecting to the actual full Monday Morning Mastermind LeaderCast, which is a short video that is emailed to hundreds of leaders like yourself globally. Go to leadershipuncensored.org if you are not already subscribed and sign up. While it is free, I assure you it is priceless. Go ahead and take your place in the pantheon of hundreds of other leaders like you that are seeing massive growth and transformation that ultimately leads to success and mastery. Until next time, level up.
Let's go.
Level up.